Well, friend, you made it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. It's Friday. Friend, here we are. It is, of course, October 5th, 2018. No, you don't have to adjust your radio dial. I am not Mark Burns. I am not Pastor Jason. I am Joey Kroll, hanging out here with you. And Mark Burns got just several things going on here just this week, and asked me if I'd fill in for him for a couple of days this week. And just my eagerness, I said, absolutely. So here I am. I get to be blessed by hanging out and spend some time with you. I enjoy just our time together. I've been doing this thing with Great News Radio for almost 9 years. That's a long time. That 9 years, praise the Lord. And friend, it never gets old, and I still love it as if it was my first day. So I get to hang out with you today, and just that's just a great Friday for me. That is for sure. I just want to give you a heads up. All next week on Mark and Friends, Jason Schiffel, Pastor Jason, I'll tell you what, he is going to be doing a study on a book of the Bible. I believe it's going to be on Hosea. I could be wrong, but I think that's what we're doing. All next week with Pastor Jason, who is just a wonderful Bible teacher, can do circles around me easily. So I know you'll be blessed. I know I'll be blessed tuning in all next week on Mark and Friends. Pastor Jason doing a book, a great study on a book of the Bible in the Old Testament. So tune in and be encouraged and edified and even challenged next week on Mark and Friends with Pastor Jason. Well, just last week, Dr. Charles Stanley celebrated his 85th birthday. Praise the Lord. And guess what? He is still preaching the gospel. He is still teaching the word of God, still correctly handling the word of truth. And he's still going strong, absolutely. And so I thought today, in honor of his 86th birthday, which was, I think, a few days ago, last week, I thought we would replay an interview I did with him last fall on his 85th birthday. And he kind of opened up about just a few things about his marriage, his divorce that he had several years ago, and just kind of opening up about what his daily walk with Jesus looks like. So I thought we would re-air that today in honor of his 86th birthday, which was last week. So we're going to be replaying that right after this on the Friday edition of Mark and Friends.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. When I feel afraid, I've lost my way, still you're there right beside me. Nothing will I fear as long as you are near. Please be near me to the end. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a side, and I will love you to the end.
We've come to lift up the name of Jesus. Happy Friday to you. Thanks so much for tuning in to Mark and Friends on Great News Radio. It's Joey Kroll. Last week was Dr. Charles Stanley's 86th birthday, and we're going to play an interview I did with him last year talking about his 85th birthday, so you may hear a couple of things that slightly date it, but I think you'll love this interview. Here is my time with Dr. Charles Stanley.
Well, Dr. Stanley, so good to see you. I know we, I think we had gotten together and talked a couple of years ago, and you have written several books since then, and you're an author. You are the founder and CEO, so to speak, of In Touch Ministries. You're worldwide. You have a TV ministry. You have a radio ministry. You have books. What would you say is your primary calling in all of that?
Well, my primary calling is to preach the gospel. In other words, if I look at all the things I've done, what drives me most is every Sunday to be able to explain one more passage of Scripture, send out one more message of encouragement to people. See people saved, see people's lives changed. That's what drives me. The first time I ever voiced it was to my friend. And when I asked him what he was going to do when he grew up, that's what we said at 14 years of age, he said, "I don't know. What are you going to do?" And I said, "I don't know either." Come to find out that years later, both of us knew that we'd been called to preaching. And after I got saved at 12, at some point, very quickly thereafter, I never thought of doing anything else. I've never even considered anything else.
I mean, did you even imagine that God would be using you in this big of a capacity?
I was 14 years of age then. There's no such thing as television. I mean, you can name it. They were the covered wagon days compared to today. Absolutely no possible idea that I would see what I've seen.
So you are a busy man. You write books. You have a radio ministry, a TV ministry. You are a pastor. What does your day-to-day walk with the Lord look like?
Well, I've learned a long time ago that the most important time I spend in it, anywhere, whatever's going on, is to get on my knees and talk to God. And for me personally, it's on my knees.
So you still get on your knees then?
Absolutely. Because I think that reverences God. It acknowledges that He's the Lord of my life. I'm listening to what He has to say, and I'm going to do what He tells me. And so I would say if there's one thing in my life that's brought me through all kind of troubles and heartaches and trials, which you've read about, it's that. And so I start the day on my knees with the Lord. I end it that way. And oftentimes I'll be studying and think, it's time for me to ask the Lord about something here. So to me, that's the key. It's the key to everything. Mm-hmm. Because what you're doing, you're acknowledging God at that moment. You need His help, His insight, His understanding, or His courage, or His faith, whatever it might be. You know, I would say to anybody, the greatest lesson you can learn is to learn to live by faith on your face before God. You can face anything, no matter what it is. He said, "I'll never leave you nor forsake you." But if I'm so busy, I'm not listening to Him, I'm not waiting for Him, I'm not expecting Him to do something, then I think people face a lot of circumstances and go through a lot of heartache and trouble that would be unnecessary if they would just stop and listen. "Okay, Lord, what do you want me to do at this point?"
Right. So what do you do then when the schedule is busy, you are on the run, and time is limited then?
I think I felt so inadequate in the very beginning that I knew that prayer was the key. Now, some days I'll be very, very busy, and I'll get up in the morning, and I'll have to move pretty fast, but I'll just drop down and say, "Lord, I just need the Holy Spirit to give me divine direction. Show me what to say, whatever the situation may be, and I'm going to trust you for it in Jesus' name." So that's my short, brief prayer, if it's something that suddenly I've got to get up and get moving about something. So what that does is you program your mind to be sensitive to His voice. And you don't have to pray a long prayer. There are times it's long prayers or medium-sized, whatever you call them. But you want to program your thinking that whatever you're facing, whatever you hear, whatever you see, whatever you do, it's not that you have to say, well, where's God? He's always there.
Yeah, amen. You know, last year you came out with a book called Courageous Faith, and you opened up a little about your marriage and your divorce.
Well, my wife didn't come to church for a number of years, and she couldn't tell you why. And her father, for example, was married four times. And so I'm sure there was something deep down inside that she couldn't identify and nobody else could. I never blamed her. I never said anything negative about her in public. And so when she decided to leave me, I decided, okay, God, I've done what you told me to do. I've been obedient to you. Now I'm going to trust you. And I remember when I got the call from her attorney that she was suing me for divorce. And he asked me where to send the papers, and I told him. And then when I hung up, I remember exactly what I felt. I remember saying, God, you've been with me through every circumstance. You're going to see me through this. Mm. And I knew he would. And so, you know, I had to read her letter to the congregation on a Sunday and then leave the next morning to go to the Alaskan cruise, not knowing what was going to happen while I was gone. You know, I just knew that I was where God wanted me to be, doing what He wanted me to do, and only He could move me. Divorce would not move me. It moved 99% of the pastors. I just had this overwhelming sense of confidence. You've been with me through difficulties before. You'll be with me through this. And so one of the ways the Lord encouraged me during that time, in many ways, was somebody said to me, Pastor, you've been here for us when we needed you. Now you need us, and we're going to be here for you.
Wow. What did your walk with the Lord look like during that dark season of going through a divorce as a pastor?
It got stronger because I was all alone. And so, you know, I just said, okay, God, it was very, very, I cried many a nights. I'd get out of the bed and get down by the bed and cry and pray. I knew God was with me. I knew He was going to work it all out, but it was the worst thing that I ever faced in my life. And I think most people who love their wives would tell you there's nothing, because what happens is you get, part of you gets pulled away, and it takes time for that to heal. I'm blessed enough to have fantastic friends and people I can share my heart with. Philip is my CEO, and Philip lives three doors from me. I sort of helped arrange that. I talk to him all the time. I don't have any secrets from him. I tell him what I'm thinking about in life and what's going on. So, and I have some other friends, probably about four other friends, that are just like, as I say to him, I'd take him as my son if I could. And I've got about three guys that I love that much.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, Dr. Stanley, we celebrated your 85th birthday earlier this week. I just so happened to be down at Atlanta on Sunday to hear your message and celebrate it. 85 years of life. They brought up a cake. And let me just ask you a question that I'm sure you've been asked before. Do you see yourself retiring anytime soon?
Never.
Okay.
When you can't do what you ought to do, it's time to retire. But to me, I'm doing as maybe better than I have ever been. I don't know about that part. Somebody else had to judge that. But I'm not ready to retire, and I wouldn't, and I can't even see myself retiring, because I have a message, and I can't wait to tell it to the whole world. And so why would I want to go fishing and go hunting? In other words, I wouldn't even quit preaching and go for photographing as much as I like it. I wouldn't do anything else. I couldn't do anything else. I think God called me to do this. He's equipped me to do it. He's given me a joy about doing it and provided all my needs, and so I could do it. And I've got great staff that I don't have to put up with a lot of stuff, that things that a pastor, and if I were a pastor of some churches and it was just me and maybe I had one staff member to help me, that'd be tough.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Stanley, I know you're on a very tight schedule today, but 85 years old, looking back, what would you say to your younger self?
Well, I'd say to my younger self, you make prayer a priority and make obedience a way of life and trust God in every circumstance and leave all the consequences to Him. When the Lord just brought back to me my conversation with my grandfather, that sort of set me for the ministry. Without a doubt, my grandfather had the greatest influence on my life. He had the most lasting influence. And what encouraged me about that was that at his age, and he must have been, to me, he was like Moses when I met with him. And we just talked. The only thing he knew about me was I was his grandson. I was 18 years of age. And the Lord had called me to preach. And beyond that, that's about all he knew, because my father died when I was 9 months of age. I lived in a different city in Danville, Virginia, and he lived in Silver City, North Carolina. So I only saw him about 3 or 4 times in my life, and they were brief meetings, but he absolutely impacted my life. And if somebody says, well, what's the wisest thing you ever heard in your life that you put above everything else, everything you've ever learned? Obey God, leave all the consequences to Him. He didn't say that, but what he said was, if God tells you to run your head through a big brick wall, you head for the wall, and when you get there, God will make a hole for it. Which said to me, if I obey God and leave all the consequences to Him, because He can handle it. And I've lived long enough to see that He can handle any consequence, no matter who it is, what the circumstance. Most important thing I ever heard in my life, and it has absolutely guided my life all these years.
Well, Dr. Charles Stanley in studio here on Great News Radio, and he is the author of his latest book, Courageous Faith, available now in bookstores.
Darkness, open my eyes, let me see beauty that made this heart adore you, hope of a life spent with you. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that You're my God, You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. King of all days, oh so highly exalted, glorious in heaven above.
friend. Thank you so much for tuning in to Great News Radio today. This is, of course, Mark and Friends. Always a pleasure to be here with you. My email address here is joey@greatnewsradio.org. joey@greatnewsradio.org. Always love connecting with you. And this radio ministry is, well, we're on the air because of God's goodness, but also because of God's people. So as we continue on with a brand new month of October, consider sending a special gift here for the month of October. Our mailing address is Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. Or you can give online, greatnewsradio.org. And while you're there, be sure to get more information on the brand new, just started, Great News Radio Children's Choir. Again, greatnewsradio.org. Well, friend, I'm going to hang up my headphones. Until next time, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.